Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, Freaks, thanks for being here again. And rate and comment on the podcast as soon as you're done. Listening to this fine piece of work. I'm going to talk to Antron Brown, big top fuel driver in the NHRA, who's in Charlotte this weekend. If you're listening, it would be the weekend of the The weekend of the 14th. So we'll get to that in a moment. We also want to tell you that you can get a hold of us on Facebook, the Matt Ramona Facebook page, or Matt Harris from Ramona Holloway. And we talked about the
Chugy. C-H-E-U-G-Y. If you're trying to figure out what it means you are passé. You're trying to be on trend, but you're falling short. And it's really something that evolved from TikTok, where Gen Z is throwing a lot of shade at the millennials.
So it's like, well, you know, it's very, the weird thing to think about, I guess, maybe not weird, but millennials could be up to 40. So these could be the kid, you know, a 20-year-old kid and a 40-year-old. So it's something that's gone on as long as time, right? It's kind of being painted as, oh, my God, they're so close in age, and they may be. But on the far end of it, it's just somebody saying, yeah, my mom and dad aren't cool.
Yeah, it was cool in middle school, maybe high school, but the rest of the world, i.e. Gen Z, has moved on.
Like what? Give me an example.
For example, denim jackets are considered chuggy.
Really? What?
Things that give off millennial energy, like hashtag girl boss. Yeah. That
okay.
too.
I could see that one.
If you've bought a wooden sign that says, we gather here, or live, love, laugh. If you've bought a wooden sign to hang on your wall, yeah, that's considered chuggy as well.
Oh, wow. I'm in chuggy world, my house. There's no question. This is because Eric, our producer, is 30, so he goes in the millennials category, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
And Squatch, the producer, you're 20, what?
22.
So he goes in the...
Gen Z. Now, when it comes to the men, the things that are chuggy are energy drinks.
Really? That's
Axe body spray. that is so millennial.
I thought that was, yeah, I guess it's...
Cargo shorts.
What?
And eating at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Where are you getting this info from? Because that don't make sense.
Yeah.
She's actually right. Axe body spray, that's so like middle school. That's something you spray after gym class in middle school.
The Gen Z says that.
And millennials don't do that. None of us.
But millennials grew up on Axe body spray. Ooh. There were way too many millennials.
These millennials used
covering up their BO with Axe.
Yep. No.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It was
a thing. They were there.
It was because my millennial nephew nearly killed me with the cloud of Axe body spray. Yeah. My lungs have never recovered.
Your millennial coworker has never used Axe body spray in his life.
Well, you're a different millennial.
I guess so.
I mean, you dress differently than your typical millennial.
Yeah.
And you smell differently, apparently. You don't smell like Axe body spray.
I don't.
But if you are chuggy, just own it. You know what I mean? If you're an adult who's into Disney, that's considered chuggy, but own it.
Yeah.
If, like me, you will never, ever give up your denim jacket, then embrace the chuggy.
I mean, basically, it is just... You're old now. That's basically what it is. It's just the younger people are calling you uncool now. But I find it hard to believe that the denim jacket is going to go anywhere.
It's not.
It's been around forever, right?
It's staying in my closet.
Well, so are parkas and what was that thing?
Shawls. Uggs are also supposed to be chuggy.
What's that thing? Ponchos.
Yeah, I'm keeping my ponchos.
There's a past that's worse than chuggy. I don't know what that is. That's spinster.
That is vintage.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are talking with Antron Brown, one of the best in the biz as far as the NHRA top fuel drivers. He is, I think, tied for third, if I'm not mistaken, in wins. Three-time top fuel world champion, 66 event titles or more than that, probably. And the first African-American to win a major U.S. auto racing season championship.
Wow.
Big intro, Antron. Thank you, man, for joining us.
Antron, how did you get into the sport?
Well, I was very... I had no choice. I had to grow up around my dad and uncle. They were just drag race enthusiasts, and when they were growing up as teens, and my grandpa got them into it, and then I was just born into it. I was around it all the time, just working on their drag race cars, and I just fell in love with it.
But you did dirt
bikes.
So
speed is in your blood, is what you're telling us.
Yeah, he was fast track star too, as a matter of fact.
We got the need for speed. Everything's in competition.
Now you did dirt bikes first, though, right? I mean, were dirt bikes was your thing?
Yes, it was. And because when I grew up as a kid, they didn't have any like junior dragsters like my kids get to race right now. So that wasn't out. So when I grew up on two wheels, started with a Honda Z50 when I was 4 years old, 3-speed automatic. Remember it like yesterday. Just hold the gas wide open and hit that gear shifter.
Nice.
Wow.
Obviously, you're the first African-American to win a major championship in auto. When you were switched into drag racing, were you one of the only black guys around, or were you the only black guy around?
No, not at all. That's the one thing that's awesome about our sport of drag racing, that we have a very diverse sport in drag racing. Like when I grew up, like I say, like my dad and uncle, you have people that were from every different background. Like, I mean, you could come bring your mom's station wagon to your four wheeler, your three wheeler, you could bring it to the drag strip and drag race it. So for us, it's a lot different than other forms of motorsports or circle track. It's just that drag racing has a lot of access to it.
So, how fast are you going? Top speed ever?
Oh man, my top speed ever is 333 miles an hour is my top speed.
You said 333?
Yeah, 333 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
How quickly did you get to 333?
Oh, we do that in 3.6 seconds.
Oh.
That's insane. So you're at 100 miles an hour in less than a second.
Absolutely. That's the funniest part. In 0.8 of a second, whether you like it or not, you're going 100 miles an hour.
Well, Intron, I know you're in Charlotte right now. What kind of speed will we be seeing here?
This weekend the weather is going to be phenomenal because it plays a big part. So it's going to be like low 70s. The track's going to be tight. You can actually see some world record-setting runs here this weekend in Charlotte. So Charlotte, you can see those mid-360s at over 330-plus miles an hour here this weekend. It's got the weather, the coolness is out there, the track's going to be firm, and we're close to sea level where we make plenty of HP, and that is horsepower.
Wow.
Is it four wide?
Yes, it's four wide where you get what we call the – I call it the – my personal slogan for that is we call it the Battle Royale. Is what we call it, because it's going to be everybody in the ring at one time, and the winner takes all. So that's going to be the coolest part. We're going to not see just two side-by-side cars, but you're going to see four cars going at it at one time. So it just takes all the strategy out of it. You can't play a game of chess and say, well, I'm racing this one competitor. This is what you got to do.
I got you. You can't hold back.
You have to throw your best blow, and hopefully it lands, and you can move on to the next round.
No, I know that you're you're one of the guys who is at the forefront in helping to introduce young kids to the sport. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that and how families can get involved.
Well, the thing about it is that I just remember when I was a child where I couldn't make that happen. You know what I mean? They didn't have this, like junior dragster. So for me, I'm all in our JDRL series, and I help with a gentleman, Dave Byford, run a junior dragster racing series in the Midwest, and they have them all down here on the East Coast and different series like that also. And what we do is the series is not just a normal junior dragster series. We bring all the same levels that we do here on a national event, like all the professional categories, mm-hmm. down to the sportsman categories. We offer those same type of categories, and we restructure them for kids and junior dragsters.
Gotcha.
So they can race like heads-up racing. They can race the quick 16 racing. They can race the all-run bracket race racing. So we bring that level. Then what we try to do, we challenge the kids for when they win, we give them interviews. They take winner's circle shots. We do all the same things that we do out here on our professional NHRA Camping World Tour that we do for kids in the Midwest Junior Super Series, where they get that experience and get those life lessons early in life. And then also we put the microphone in their face so they can give that interview, so they can learn how to speak and not stumble on their words and get what they want to get out there. And just give them that experience before they get to this big level stage of an NHRA Camping World Drag Racing. And that's what we try to give back and give them a way to help us find partnership and sponsorships. And we give them classes and tutorials on that and show them this is what it takes to be out here in the real world. And it's so cool to see them grow and prosper and also see them come in. And once they graduate from junior dragsters, come into the ranks of the sportsman categories and professional categories out here in drag racing.
So how would they? How would someone find out all about this? Website, et cetera? What do you got?
Oh, you can go to NHRA.com, and then we also have another website. You can go to MidwestJuniorSuperSeries.com, or you can just type in MJSS, or you could go on Instagram and follow on Instagram, the JDRL, NHRA JDRL, and then also the Midwest Junior Super Series on Instagram.
Hey, Antron, I am so glad you talked to us. We've been having a street racing problem here. Just in the past couple of weeks, there have been dozens of cars impounded by the cops. This is a way for kids who are interested in going fast or interested in cars to do something safely, to enjoy the sport safely.
Oh, absolutely, and do it the right way. You know what I mean? Because that's one thing that I always was for, is that you want to race. It's okay to unwind and cut loose, but do it in a controlled environment. And that's at the drag strip. And you got plenty of local drag strips around here, especially in North Carolina, from T-Max to Mooresville. I mean, they have so many different drag strips around there. It costs like $15 or $20 to show up, and you go out there and you can do whatever you want down that drag strip, wide open. Take your car, see what it's got, but you do it in a controlled environment where you don't put other people in danger.
That's fantastic.
And that's the main thing, or put yourself in danger.
That is key, Antron. Thank you so much for that message. We really needed it around
here. Antron, good luck this weekend. I want 334 miles an hour, please.
Hey, well, hey, we're going to do it. We're going to try to go, you know what? We're going to try to go 339.
Yeah!
How about that? We're going to try to break it down.
Well, know that the Matt and Ramona, the good luck. If you do that, it's all on us. It's ours.
Our victory. We've done nothing.
I'm going to take some of y'all mojo. We're going to put it to work this weekend.
Sweet. Antron, thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Bye, man. Bye. All right. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you share the podcast, rate it, comment, reach out to us on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. And a quick note, if you don't know, we are giving away money. Explain that, Ramona.
Count the songs, count the cash. It starts Monday at 7:10. You could win $1,000 just by listening.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.